ओम ज्ञानतमिनंदस्य जनजनसलकय चक्षुसमिलितान्जैनतस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनुभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले सायं रूपकदामयं ददाति सापनन्दिकम्। First, we'll have a tour of paintings or pictures around the room. Here, Mahaprabhu is with devotees, and if I remember correctly from Chaitanya Charitamrita, they are going to Adilagram, which is the place of Sripad Ballabhacharya, Ballabhabhatta. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after leaving Vrindavan, he crosses which river? What river is that? The Yamuna River. And what do we see in the painting is Mahaprabhu is tipping the boat from side to side like an elephant on a small boat because of his ecstasy, because he's crossing over the Yamuna River. And because he's crossing over the Yamuna River, he's experiencing deep separation from Krishna. And because he's feeling deep separation from Krishna, he's experiencing ecstasy. Now, directly next to that painting or picture, there's Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Nityananda Prabhu and all the devotees there in what wonderful, most wonderful festival? The Rath Yatra festival. And there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Rath Yatra festival is deeply entering into the mood of Kurukshetra, of Srimati Radharani, when Srimati Radharani and the other residents of Vrindavan, they meet Krishna there. And in Kurukshetra, and although it's the same beautiful lotus-eyed Krishna, there's something different. He's atop chariots and he's surrounded by regal paraphernalia. And even though they're with Krishna, Srimati Radharani and the gopis, but Srimati Radharani just longs to bring him back to Vrindavan. Because without Vrindavan, the magic of Krishna's pastimes, where he's in a mood free from all opulence, but just a simple cowherd boy with a flute in his hand, with a turban atop his head and a peacock feather atop the turban, and he's wandering in the dust of Vrindavan, decorating the dust with his lotus footprints. So again, Mahaprabhu, as Mataji is saying, wishing to taste Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani, is feeling separation, not exactly from Krishna, but from Krishna's pastimes in Sri Vrindavan Dham. So again, separation. Here, Mahaprabhu, seeing Lord Jagannath for the first time, faints in ecstasy, in the mood of separation from Krishna. There, in this picture painting, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is rushing madly towards where? Towards where? Govardhan or a great sand dune? He's seeing everywhere due to his separation from Krishna. He's seeing that great sand dune, Chataka Parvat, as Sigiriraj Govardhan, and he's rushing madly towards it, forgetting who he is, where he is, and just thinking about Vrindavan in separation from Vrindavan. And next over there is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reading the verse written by Srila Rupa Goswami, describing Mahaprabhu's ecstasies at Rath Yatra, and he's piercing through a mundane verse, Srila Rupa Goswami being empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has pierced through the meaning of a mundane verse and provided a beautiful Sanskrit verse that explains the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is this verse that Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj has placed in Chaitanya Charitamrita that has revealed to the world the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was distributing, this amazing, very well hidden mood of Vrindavan and the ecstatic relationships between the Brijbasis, especially the Brajagopikas, but all the Brijbasis and Krishna. So there is a common, it's quite common, and by the way, that's over a corner from Singha, that's Rath Yatra again. Yes. And here, this photograph of Srila Prabhupada is, of course, no photograph of Srila Prabhupada was ordinary, but this is a worshipable photograph of Prabhupada, that before the present murti of Srila Prabhupada was installed on Krishna Balaram Mandir, this is the photograph of Srila Prabhupada that was on the Vyasasangha for many, many years. So Srila Prabhupada is here in that form as well. And I think I may have missed something because the sign of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is falling down. So upon your head, certainly a clear blessing. But there's the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is a calling out to Krishna. So what's common here in all the paintings, amazingly enough, is separation from Krishna. And as Madhavananda Prabhu is going to discuss with us, hearing Krishna's pastimes in dealing with these the wives of the Brahmins who takes place in the village of Bhatral, which is just on the borderline between Vrindavan and Mathura. So it's a wonderful pastime. But hearing directly about the attraction of these great devotees to Krishna, and Mataji's pastime that she's going to be reading is the attraction of showing the pastimes of Krishna and Holiness Satchinanda Maharaj, the pastimes of Krishna here at Giriraj Govardhan. And by hearing these pastimes, as Jagtini Mataji was saying, our hearts are meant to become attracted to Krishna. Otherwise, our hearts and our treasures will stay forever in the material world. And this is something that really struck me from the retreat that we just gave in Varsana, the Japa retreat. But just by hearing about the pastimes of Krishna, I think it appeared to me that the qualities of Krishna, that he was so kind-hearted, that he was so soft, that he didn't see the faults of others, that he saw Bhavagrahi Janardana, he saw the essence of the attempt, and how when Krishna was coming home, how beautiful he was, and how his effulgence was a sapphire effulgence that attracted everyone's consciousness in Vrindavan. That by hearing these pastimes, it appeared to me that all the hearers and the speakers became more and more attracted to Krishna and wanted to be there with Krishna. And this wanting to be there with Krishna is the fire that burns to ashes all the material refuse, garbage within our consciousness that everyone is spending their lives trying to pursue and accumulate. But it's this desiring to be with Krishna that is our treasure. It is our wealth. And therefore, we wanted to protect it. This is also Mahaprabhu's instructions to Sri Rupa Goswami, to protect this from yata upasakagan, from all the unwanted thing desires that grow in the heart. And also not only protect it from unwanted, our bhakti lata bija, our taste, our desires, our faith, our shraddha. It has to be protected, but not only protected, it has to be watered. Ian mali nityase shravanadi jal, by hearing and chanting about Krishna. So this process of cultivating the desire in our heart, in our consciousness, cultivating it like the farmer places the seed in the ground, and then it is, cultivates the ground, he prepares the ground, then he waters that seed, and then he removes the unwanted creepers. And that seed, if it's cultivated properly, the seed of Krishna consciousness, the bhakti lata bija, it will grow until it pierces the universe. It will go out of this world until it takes shelter in prema, in Goloka Vrindavan. There's nothing that can stop it, practically speaking. It's a matter of time. But we want to cultivate this feeling of, I want to be with you, Krishna. I want to serve you. You are my treasure. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Pranadhan. You are my the treasure of my existence. You are the treasure of my existence. So the process of cultivation is very much the process of cultivating separation from Krishna. Not that we want to be separate from Krishna and we cultivate the mood of separation, but we want to be with Krishna. And the mood of separation is the natural product of wanting to be with Krishna. And when that mood of separation grows until it's intolerable, we want nothing other than to be with him. It's intolerable. I cannot. This is the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not that we do this artificially. No, but we follow the process, the krama, the step by step. So we follow the process, so this naturally occurs. But this is the process. This is the process that Mahaprabhu came to teach and Srila Prabhupada taught us, that we have to develop the desire to be with Krishna. And then we have to see the cold fact that I have so many other things in my heart, and that yes, I want to be with Krishna, but I also want so many other things, and how unfortunate I am. Then humility comes. But unless the seed of the desire to be with Krishna is there, nothing will happen. The alchemy, the transformation won't take place. Please listen to Prabhupada's words here, and tomorrow, well, the first class that I'll give of my series of classes, it won't be outside in the garden where they'll usually be, but it'll be here because I want to project something for this first class. But please listen to Prabhupada's words. In the 35th chapter, which is the Jugala Gita, the pairs of verses that comes right after, there's the Rasa Dance that ends in the 33rd chapter of the 10th canto, and then there's the 35th chapter. And it's interesting, the 35th chapter is the gopis who had just danced with Krishna, and ending in the 33rd chapter. In the 35th chapter, they're just feeling separation from Krishna, because that being with Krishna just ignited their desire and caused it to flame, to always be with Krishna, so much so that a moment of not being with Krishna was worse than 1,000 deaths. So in the 33rd chapter, what's in the 33rd chapter? The Rasa dance takes place. And in the 35th chapter is the gopis' feeling of separation. And it's interesting, so what's between these two chapters? Obviously the 34th chapter, but other than the most obvious, these two chapters, this 34th chapter, there's two demons that are killed. One demon is the Vidyadhara in Ambikavana, who's killed and turns into a Vidyadhara. He's a great snake who swallows up Nanda Maharaj. And Krishna, as he's walking to, because all the Brijbasis are there, and they're pounding the snake with wooden logs that are burning to get him to stop eating Nanda Maharaj, and he wouldn't do it. And then finally, when all else fails, what do? They call out, Krishna, 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 yes. All else has already failed so many times. Just calling out with full-heartedness to Krishna. And then Krishna comes to save Nanda Maharaj, and just as he's going to save him, his lotus foot touches the snake. And because of the touch of Krishna's lotus feet, not that he came there and stepped on him even, he just happened to touch him with his lotus feet as he was walking to save Nanda Maharaj, then that snake died. But the wonderful things about snakes dying is that they die and they don't die because they just shed their bodies. They shed their skin, usually with snakes. So the snake died, he shed his snake body, and he became a wonderful Vidyadhara, beautiful. And Krishna, knowing everything, asked him, oh, how did you come to become in this snake body, O wonderful Vidyadhara? And then he explained the cause of his downfall was pride. He laughed at a sage. He was very beautiful, and he laughed at a sage. I think it was Angira Muni or Astavakra, who was broken somewhat. And he laughed at him. Look at you, his pride. This is what gets in between separation from Krishna and being with Krishna, is pride. And then right after that, the next demon who gets it, who didn't have the chance to stay in the same body, who was that? Sankachuda. Who said that? Yes, thank you. Sankachuda. Now, you talk about problems. You know, there's pride, and then the next step of pride is envy. I mean, so he was envious that Krishna and Balaram were dancing with the beautiful gopis, and who is obviously the most qualified person to dance with all the gopis and the beautiful women in existence? It's me, Sankachuda. So he brazenly, while Krishna and Balaram were dancing with their individual gopis during the holy season, the holy festival, he said, come with me, here I am, in front of Krishna and Balaram. Now talk about arrogance, and talk about the result of such arrogance. And the result was his death. Envious of Krishna Balaram and proud of one's own position. So these are the things that get in the way of us being with Krishna and our cultivation of that desire to be with Krishna. So anyway, in this chapter, this 35th chapter, the Jugal Gita, the gopis' feeling of separation, I'll read a little bit of what Prabhupada writes in the beginning. It is stated in Srinivasacharya's prayers to the six Goswamis that they left the material opulence of government service and the princely status of life and went to Vrindavan, where they lived just like ordinary mendicants, begging from door to door. Now, talking about a way to remove pride, become a beggar. Some people will get out of here. Some people will give you a little bit. Now go. You have to beg. You're dependent upon not Ishwaraham Mahom Bogi. I'm the controller, but I'm a beggar. I'm Ito Kangala. So they became beggars, like ordinary mendicants, begging from door to door. They were so humble. But they were so much enriched. This was externally. But they were so much enriched with the gopis' feeling of separation that they enjoyed transcendental pleasure at every moment. And this is the mystery of separation, is that when one feels separation from Krishna, one is with Krishna. And yet one feels separation. And yet one is with Krishna by the experience of separation. They enjoyed transcendental pleasure at every moment because they were always, always, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And this is what Mahaprabhu is moved to. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Not where is my good health again? And where is my computer? And where is my this? And where is my that? But where is Krishna? They were enriched with the gopis' feeling of separation, that they enjoyed transcendental pleasure. Similarly, when Lord Chaitanya was at Jagannath Puri, he was in the role of Radharani. That was his mood. And he was feeling separation from Krishna. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada continues, those who are in the disciplic succession of the Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya should always feel separation from Krishna. What word stands out in that? The always. They should worship his transcendental form and discuss his transcendental teachings, his pastimes, his qualities, and his entourage. That will enrich the devotees to the highest devotional perfection. That will enrich the devotees. This constant katyantas chamam nityam, the constant focus on Krishna with the desire that here I am in the material world, the sand is running through the hourglass of my life. How much time do I have left? I don't know. And yet here I am so much entangled with so many material desires and ambitions and where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? That will enrich the devotees to the highest devotional perfection. Feeling constant separation while engaged in the service of the Lord is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. When I told Maharaj, when he was kindly visited us in Perth, that I was going to give class on separation from Krishna, he said, this is the obvious question. How could you feel separation from someone that you don't really know very well? He wanted me to address that point. So one of the main ways is just what we've been talking about, is that, and Mataji mentioned it too, that there are two, in a relationship, there's in the Sanskrit, as according to Nectar Devotion and Bhakti Samhita Sindhu, there's the Asraya and the Vishaya. Vishaya is the object of our love, and the Vishaya is Krishna, the object of love. But love rests in the Asraya, or the shelter of the love. The ocean of love, the shelter they possess, the devotees are the ashraya, as Madhavananda Prabhu was also saying. They are the shelter. All the love is in the devotees. That's why we've come to take shelter of Giriraj, because he has the love for Krishna. So how do we get a taste for love for Krishna? We have to go to the source of that love for Krishna, the Ashraya Tattva. And the Ashraya Tattva is the lovers of Krishna. So in this way, we will read something that is oceanic. And as Mataji was saying that she's not feeling qualified to enter into that ocean, I am also not feeling qualified to enter into the ocean of my topic. And we're going to hear from when Krishna sends Uddhava to Braja to console the residents of Vrindavan. We'll hear from the 46th chapter of the 10th canto, and we're going to hear some of the openings of the heart of especially Nanda Maharaj and Uddhava, and in the background Yashoda Maya, and then a teeny bit of the gopis, and in their experience of Krishna, in their experience of Krishna, we hope that the fire of their experience, a spark from that, will land in our dry, parched hearts and ignite some feelings of the desire to be with Krishna. So, thank you. Hare Krishna.